Good morning, guys. Let's bow our heads and begin with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to seek you together. May I ask the Holy Spirit to be upon me and to enable me to speak words that edify us and to point to you, Lord God, through your beloved Son. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen. Let us turn to page 98 of the Light Devotional. The scripture verse we focus on today is John chapter 10, verses 22 to 42. It's reading from the New Revised Standard Version. At the time the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon's. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus replied, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered, "It's not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God." Jesus answered, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If those to whom the word of God came were called gods, and the scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said, I am God's son? If I'm not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I'm in the Father." Then they tried to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing earlier, and he remained there. Many came to him, and they were saying, "John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many believed in him there. Before we actually begin the devotional, I just thought highlight a few things from the scripture. The festival of dedication actually wasn't mentioned anywhere else in the Bible, so just give you some background. The festival was actually instituted by Judas Maccabeus to commemorate the purifications of the temple worship after 3 years of profanation by Antiochus Epiphanes. It was actually held for 8 days in the new moon of December. So it's really makes sense of about the winter time. And then the next part that stood out to me was how long will you keep us in suspense if you are the Messiah? Tell us plainly. I think when he talks about keep us in suspense, it's really actually the Jews asking Jesus to make it very obvious to them that they will have no doubt that he is the Messiah or not. And then the next part, Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe." And this part, when he's talking about belief, is really about having faith in Jesus or trusting him. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. When he talks about the works, it's really about the works that's been done by the power of the Father, and in the name of the Father, so everything's pointing back to the Father. Okay. And then the next part actually will be the key focus of my share of the devotionals. It's my sheep hear my voice. I actually look up what it means by hear. It's talk about, I probably can't pronounce this clearly, akouos. It's supposed to be talking about if we listen intentionally. So it's not simply just we hear, it's we can be learned by hearing. So if we are thinking about a hearer, it would be more like a disciple. So someone who hear with attention and someone who listen and obey. So I'll just go over to the devotional now. Devotional is written by our very own pastor, Pastor Eugene Sim. This is a well-known story that goes like this. Two men were walking along a crowded city sidewalk. Suddenly, one of the men remarked, "Listen to the lovely sound of that cricket." But the other man could not hear the sound. He asked his friend how he could hear the sound of a cricket amid the roar of the traffic and the sound of the people. The first man, who was a zoologist, had trained himself to hear the sounds of nature. He didn't explain to his friend in words how he could hear the sound of the cricket, but instead, he reached into his pocket, pulled out a half-dollar coin, dropped it onto the sidewalk, and watched intently as dozen people began to look for the coin as they heard it clanking around amid the sounds of the traffic and the sounds of the crowded city living. He turned to his friend and said, "We hear what we listen for. We hear what we listen for." Jesus has shown them that he was the Messiah by his miracles, his signs and wonders, yet they couldn't hear the truth because they did not believe in him. They did not consider Jesus as their shepherd who could give them eternal life and eternal security. The primary role of a shepherd is protector. There were constant threats of predators or thieves. It's the shepherd's job to defend the sheep. In fact, the shepherd is willing to lay down his life for the sheep, which Jesus ultimately did for us. No one can snatch or take away this gift because of who the shepherd is. The powerful certainty is that our good shepherd knows us intimately. Verse 27 is about my sheep hear my voice. When I actually first read this, and I read this devotional, my reflection was that I first read that with some thoughts a couple of years ago when I was doing EG. I was actually quite sad when I think about that, because I don't hear the voice of God. And what came to me is that, Do I not belong to God? Am I not a Christian? I meditate on that quite a bit. And fortunately, I think really God's encouraged me. What came to my mind was that I don't hear him now, today. Does not mean that I would not hear him tomorrow. So, and also the verse is from John 14:26 came to my mind as well, which comforted me a lot. It's effectively says that the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I said to you. So unless the Holy Spirit reveals to me, I would not understand or recognize God's activities around me. So I realized it was probably more of a timing issue. And then as I study EG, there were 3 points I'd like to share with you about hearing God's voice. Fortunately, I made some notes back then, so hopefully I can still read it. The first point was that there's no magic formula or magic techniques in listening to God's voice. So if actually there were any, people will rely on the method instead of relying on God. And people will be less inclined to develop a relationship with him. And we all know that just based on our personal relationship, it takes time to develop a relationship, and there's no fast-track way to do this. The second point I recall was that God speaks in a way that is most appropriate to us at the time. It could be visually, it could be even during worship music where we sing, and God can convey a lot of his message to us. But most commonly, God speaks to us through scriptures. So praying and waiting on God, especially in the time that you don't hear clear direction from it, is a key thing that I got as well. And also, just going back through the notes of the EG, repentance and love for God is really needed to, for me at the time anyway, to have this hearing God's voice to move to the next stage or next step. And the last point I was reminded was when we hear God's voice, and I think P. Eugene mentioned it very clearly as well, is that we need to look out for God's answer. What I mean is that we have to have spiritual concentration. So we want to have the Holy Spirit to open our mindset and open our hearts to see the matters from his perspective, and that we need to anticipate God's answer. So let us just think about what are obstacles what obstacles keep us from hearing God's voice. If we could just reflect on this and ask Janela to come up.
Stars in their place, Lord, it is.
As I was meditating, what obstacles keep me from hearing the voice of God? I sense this, for me, it was really, as many of you might also experience this, a business of life in Hong Kong, family worries, family concerns, or even just simply serving God. Am I doing a good enough work for Him? And I'm sure many of us share this burden too. So I just ask that all of you just to lift up all your burdens to Him. And as I was meditating this, the verses from Matthew 6:33 came to my mind, which was, first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. So I just ask that to put Christ first. Just put Christ first, and then you don't need to worry about anything, hearing God's voice or doing good jobs for Him, because He's not focused on your performance. It's more about your faithfulness in Him. Let's begin a word of prayer for the author of the devotional, which is our very own pastor, Eugene Sim, who served as a senior associate pastor at Solomon's Porch. He's married to Pastor Carol and has a son, Elijah. He enjoys the outdoor travelings, reading, and is a huge fan of Green Bay Packers fan. So just ask that you to pray for a greater intimacy with God for Pastor Eugene. And just also ask that you to pray for Pastor Carol too, for a complete healing, Lord God. And also for Elijah, his son's got into going to start school soon. So just pray for godly friends and children, because in the coming years, the friends that he's going to make and meet is going to be most impactful to him. So just ask that you lift this godly family to. Also like to pray for Solomon's Porch, our church. Just ask for this unity in Christ. Just ask for this unity in Christ. And also raise up more and more people to pray. Not just in EMP, but just every day in their daily lives that they remember the church is our family, our very own blood. A community where we're so much part of, and where we actually get life from Christ, that who blessed us with this community. So we just really pray for this community that's come together, not just every week on Sunday, but every day as we interact through calls, emails, chats, that all that we do will give glory to Him. Let's turn to our community prayer. We want to pray for healings in our community. We know that God heals. God is a God of healer, and The kingdom of God is both now and yet to come. So we just ask that you pray for God's healing, for God's kingdom come for these this community who suffer from cancers. That God's healing could come now in physical forms, in spiritually as well as emotionally. Also pray for those who are suffering from chemo, radiation therapy, especially Yvain's aunt Cynthia. Know that Yvain's was planning to visit her aunt in Malaysia, so to encourage her and comfort her, so just ask you to pray for God's presence there. And also pray for our brother Vince, bone marrow transplant. We've been praying for this for many, many months. We just ask for breakthrough in the name of Jesus, that He will provide. He is our provider, Lord God. Let's turn to our next slide. There's so many people who's in need of healing and salvation. And so just ask to pray for kingdom of God to come now, especially on the spiritual healing, complete healing, so that all these souls will be saved. And also pray for emotional healing too, Lord God. Even though we often pray for physical healing, there's an emotional side that they will have brothers and sisters that will be able to pray with them, and that they will know God's with them and God's love them as they pray, and we just really receive God's love there. Even though healing may not come immediately in the physical form, we know that God heals now. So we just ask to lift up all these brothers and sisters that are so close to our community and yet so far because they are not saved yet. We turn to the next slide, please. Just pray for God's healing to be done, and that they will be healed by Jesus today. So just pray for all these infirmities in our community.
Let's turn to our next slide, please. Even though so many of us have not have a period of season that not worked, and just ask that God will continue to provide to these brothers and sisters who are seeking the opportunities that God provides, and that they will hear God's voice and know and trust that the next step, the next interview, or the open door is the door that God opened for them to walk through, and then so will they walk in faith and in trust in God. Just pray for this greater intimacy with God through this new opportunity that God's going to provide for them. Next slide should be our mission focus. We pray for our Northeast Asia region. So we lift up North Korea, Chris and his community, especially those who's 33, who's recently been captured in the North, that there's been talks that they might be, or rumors that they might be sentenced to death. Just really asked God's mercy on them, Lord God, and that you will change the hearts, you turn the hearts of the authority, Lord God, to release them and set them free, that they can go back to their family and be united. Just pray for North Korea. Also want to lift up the South Korea to you, where and pray for our future church plans, and also actually we're going to have a special River Night tomorrow that focus on North and South Korea tomorrow night. So just pray for the worship, maybe pray for the people to come to seek God, and pray for the nations that's close to the heart. We also want to lift up Japan. Japan, where Pastor Mishinobu and a place where Pastor Sophia will be heading towards to follow God's calling later this year. And also all the missionary workers there who's struggling so hard because Japan's got such a low percentage of Christians there, and that they really, really need to depend on God. And also a lot of the churches there have very, very aged congregation that perhaps is in some way lacks a life and energy, such as a young church that would have, such as those in SP. So pray for revival in Japan, pray for spiritual revival, and pray for the congregations and to grow and to have his passion and to have his energy for God. We also want to lift up our ministries in IP ministry. Pray for Matt, the leader, and pray for Rachel, who's returned from hospital, and pray for the weddings too that they're going to have in a couple of months' time. Pray for Ricky, who's here right now with us, who's leading the well. We just lift up all these brothers and sisters up to you. Also want to pray for the leaders in the men and women ministry here. We've got Tyler here with us this morning, as well as Bonnie. Just lift up, especially Tyler, who's a new leader in this ministry. Just ask that God to implant his vision of this ministry to him, and also to build up a strong community of strong man in faith that would just be a great example for us to follow as a man of God. Also this evening, there will be a house churches gathering. We will have Soho, Harbourside, and Taihan. And just ask that God to enable all his sheep to attend this gathering, where we all come together in koinonia with you, and just to lift up each brother and sister together in the house church, Lord God, to you. And that your presence will go before them. Bless the house church. And it will lead the house church leader to speak your word that will just be so encouraging and with so much love and so much power that they know that the house church leader is following you, and that they will just want to follow the house church leader. They will have the authority to speak life into the ears of the house church members. Tonight, there's also be outreach activities going on. There will be SP lights, so there will be sister going to the red light districts quite late at night there, just talking to the sisters there and praying over the Wantai region, and just really ask that the Holy Spirit to give each of these sisters his power to speak love into their life, and that each of the working sisters there will realize that these words are come from God, and they will receive God's words. And also the homie outreach tonight will be to the cut rooms. They will go out there tonight around 7 and finish the gathering in someone, going into their home, just talking to them, be their friends, be their brother, be their sister, and just share life and also play with the kids there. Or, so just ask the Holy Spirit to bond these relationships and just to develop them into a long-term relationship that will bear fruits and that they will be the living witness. And that they will also hear the voice of God through these sisters and brothers who's going to bear hands and feet tonight. Let's close with a prayer for this EMP, and any of you are welcome to stay to pray for your personal needs as well as for your family and friends, and just to hear God's voice. So, dear Lord, thank you that you are my good shepherd. Thank you for the security of eternal life you give me. I'm your sheep. Thank you for protecting me, for being my defender, my provider, and my guide. Help me to hear your voice, to know you, to become like you, and to follow you. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.